he said, she said, also known as technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
It's January 2003.
It sure is. We made it that far.
Are you happy to be alive?
At this particular moment, yeah.
So let's talk about fitness goals and setting some of those for the new year. What does a person have to conceptualize in their brain? I mean, what's getting fit all about?
Oh, geez, you always ask me these tough questions, man. For me, okay, we're going to talk about, are we talking about for me or for somebody else? Because...
Well, fitness is important for everybody.
Exactly.
And at this time of the year, people are sort of thinking about that, aren't they?
You can call them goals, targets, whatever you want to call it. But always at New Year's is sometimes, and at birthdays, is the best time to make a resolution. And so I think that what you need to do is write it down on a piece of paper, exactly the things that you would like to see or desire yourself to do in life. And now's the best time. You got to start somewhere, and it's never too late to start. You know that.
The gyms are packed.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny to see a gym, especially January and September are the two biggest times of the year for gyms to be just run off their feet, literally just packed. And then they slowly dwindle down and just you're left with the diehards.
Well, why is that?
Oh, because people think that they can get it, the magic pill. They don't realize that it is a lifelong commitment. And what I am learning, very interestingly enough, is through this bodybuilding competition that I did last year, was the fact that I don't need to be in the gym 3 hours. I am in the gym sometimes for 45 minutes, sometimes 25 minutes. And I know this because I have to log my time in at the gym that I go to at Just Ladies Fitness.
You have to log your time?
Yeah. Well, just what time you come in. You have to put your card number down and your name and what time you went in. So I always know exactly what time. I never used to think about what time I went in. So I sometimes 25 minutes I've been in there and I have busted my butt, got my heart rate up. I didn't do any cardio. I just did a lot of anaerobic weight training and I had a great workout in 25 minutes. And I'll tell you, I am in just as good a shape as I did when I did my fitness competition. And I'm even older, amazingly enough. So you don't need to spend your whole life in the gym. It's just in and out, but you got to work with intensity. That's a big problem that most people don't do. I see women in the gym and sorry, everybody out there who knows who I am, but I see you out there and you're not working hard at all. It's like you're just putting in your time and you're looking at your watch and you're reading your book and you're having a sip of water as you're doing your leg presses and no energy whatsoever. And then they can't see any results. So this is why I think they dwindle down because they don't see the results. So if they worked with more intensity and took the sports nutrition products that we advise them to take, they will have less injuries and they will also see results quicker and faster. And that will motivate them to keep going. Right, dear?
So their expectations are not realistic. In other words, what you said is that they think that they can achieve a certain level of fitness like taking a magic pill, you mentioned, the magic bullet approach, right? And that's not true.
No.
And they're not working hard enough in the gym.
No, not at all. Not at all. There's the few and far between, I'd say 1% of people work hard in the gym from what I've seen. From what I have seen, I've owned a gym and I've been into a lot of gyms. And I think that you would say the same thing as well. There's not a lot of intensity going on.
Well, right? Intensity is my middle name.
Well, Mad Dog, I thought was your middle name.
Absolutely.
Don't tell anybody what my middle name is. Thank you.
You have yet to tell me what your magical
nickname,
little
nickname that is.
Your nickname, huh? Yeah. Well, yeah. So intensity is absolutely crucial. I mean, that's what creates that hormonal effect, growth hormone release, right? Testosterone. That's what gives your body shape. And is critical to the immune function of training, isn't it?
Yes, dear. If you say so, hey, I'll agree with anything you say.
So getting into the gym is half the battle, but when we're in the gym, we've got to put the right directive in motion.
Right, exactly. And also, too, I think some of the people that work in the gyms, bless their hearts, I'd like to see people who work in the gym, who are hired there as really wanting to help people, but they themselves need to be motivated. This is not just, I like to look at it, it's not just a job that they have, but it's a career. So the people that are working in the gyms need to be motivated. They need to be educated. They need to get on your course, your CSNA course, to motivate them to maybe one day open up another chain of a franchise of a gym. So these people need to be learning themselves in order to help other people. This is the part that I don't see happening. So there, to me, it's just a job, and I don't like it as a job. No matter what I've ever done in my life, it's never been a job. It's always been a career, and I think that's a difference in mentality.
So training intensity and expectations. What about nutrition? I think that the lack of drive, the lack of initiative, like the reason that some of these people can't push hard or they peter out more or less, is that they're going into the gym and they're not preparing in advance, or they haven't prepared from a biological, sound, principled nutrition point of view.
Yes, absolutely. So what they'll do is they'll go in on an empty stomach. Yeah. And they don't, we like to have like a little protein shake before, prior going in. So we have a little bit of fuel to work on. A lot of these people go in on an empty stomach and then they do their cardio first. They wear themselves out. They work up a sweat doing the cardio and then they have no energy to do the weights. So what happens is then they drain themselves. They're so tired and they're so hungry. Then what they'll do is you'll eat anything. You know what happens when you're hungry and you want to go at the quickest thing to eat? And that's usually something that's not very good. So this is what happens to them. And then they go up, insulin levels go up, and then they burn and they crash. And then they get injuries. A lot of people come in, they're gung-ho, oh my gosh, 7 days a week they're going in, they're gung-ho, and then poof, 2 months later, injury, usually shoulders or knees, they have a problem with, and then you never see them again. So I think the sports nutrition products like the HMB and the glutamine and the creatine and vitamin C is excellent for healing. And also building up the muscle and all the other good stuff that it does.
Well, muscle is where it's at, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Muscle is where it's at. And ladies, I don't think a lot of, they'll see these pictures in these magazines of these women who are like major hardcore bodybuilders. And women say, well, I don't want to look like that. And I always say, well, good bloody luck. It ain't going to happen. I mean, I train with intensity. I've trained pretty hard for many, many years of my life. And I don't look like that. I'm pretty lean and defined. Aren't I, dear? Aren't I just awesome?
Oh, you're just lucky, though. That's just your... That's
lucky?
That's just genetics.
I know. It's funny when people say, oh, you're so lucky. I'm an ectomorph, and I can gain weight really quickly. But it's just what I eat and what I do. And I walk a lot, and I train hard, and I eat right, and I do everything I'm supposed to do. I do everything that you tell me to do, dear, and look where I'm at today.
Okay, now you said you were an ectomorph. An ectomorph is somebody that can't gain weight.
Whoops, I'm an
easily,
ectomorph.
Right?
What did I say?
Well,
I'm looking at you in the eyes.
We've tried to define your body type,
I know,
right?
I know.
And it's somewhere in the middle. It's kind of an enigma, isn't it?
Well, I certainly am.
Because you're not a true endomorph. And what we mean by that is somebody that has more of a pear-shaped body by nature, or they have a tendency to gain body fat.
I could have a pear-shaped body if I didn't watch what I did.
And then and
especially after Christmas, too, you know, having a pear-shaped body, it's really easy. After having all those sweets and treats and eggnogs and...
Wouldn't it be nice if all that stuff just built muscle?
Oh,
you could just
yeah.
cram it in and it created, you know, definition and vascularization.
Remember that eggnog we had at a Fryin' in Marilyn's house? Oh my gosh, was that strong and was that frothy and was that
something
else?
Was that one part egg white, 10 parts
10 part brandy.
Alcohol? Or was
yeah,
brandy?
Yeah, so there's a lot, now that it's the new year, there's a lot of people out there who are addicted. They're addicted to the wine and the sweets after having them over like over the month, because some of the Christmas parties start in November, right? So they're eating these big meals and have boozing it up. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because I love to do that myself, but we have to do it in moderation. So they're all addicted all over again. So it's really hard to get back on to a disciplined regime again.
So going into the gym now, we've got a lot of different issues to consider. But why is it, do you think, that people lose sight of why it is that they originally started? You know, they're going into the gym because they know that they've got too much excess baggage, for example. A lot of women go into the gym to lose weight, right?
Yes, that's the number one.
Okay, now what do you think about that in itself? Is that the right attitude?
Well, just from what I've learned myself and working with you is the fact is you don't go to the gym to lose weight. You go to the gym to build muscle. You go to the gym to build up your cardiovascular system, and you go to the gym to build your ligaments, tendons, and joints and stretch. What you eat outside the gym is where the weight comes from. So it's food is what's putting on the weight. But the more muscle you have, the more you're going to burn the fat. So it's a...
Yeah, amazing. Because muscle cells have mitochondria where fatty acids are burned, right?
Absolutely.
They're oxidized.
If you say so, honey, I believe you.
But if we lose muscle as we age, then we lose the propensity for burning fat.
Yes, exactly.
If we raise muscle up and get it back up to youthful levels, then we're able to burn fuel more efficiently.
So these women or men, when they go into the gym, it's not happening fast enough for them. Because what's happening is they're going outside and they're eating things that they shouldn't eat. I'm not going to say any names, but they're eating things that they probably shouldn't eat that are really super high fat and that don't work in their metabolism very well. Another thing I find in the gym is that people just don't drink enough water. And then they sit there in between a set. They don't walk around after each set and have a big swig of water. I mean, I go through 2 liters of water in my workout. How many do you go through?
I go through at least a couple liters.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm sipping on that water in between each set.
Yes.
And
yes.
You train yourself to do that?
Yeah, you have to. You have to train yourself.
Well, you're sweating. You're heating up. You need water.
It becomes a habit. Like I start, when I used to personal train people, I'd start off with one of these half a liter waters that I have here. And they would say, oh, I can't drink that much water. And I says, you eventually will drink 2 liters of water in your 45 minute workout. That's what I do. Because I've done such a hard, intense set. I need like sometimes a half a liter of water just to hydrate myself after doing that set. It's awesome.
Plus, we add an electrolyte solution with some carbohydrates and some antioxidants into it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because you lose more than just water when you sweat, don't you?
Yes, yes.
You've got electrolytes, things like potassium, sodium, magnesium, calcium.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned in the science of nutrition is that you also lose some nitrogen and some protein. So not only do you lose water, but you lose electrolytes and some protein, and that's got to all be replaced. And that's the function of biological nutrition. That makes such perfect sense to me. So people are going into the gym and then sabotaging their work in the gym with their own diet.
Yeah.
But they don't understand what it is that they're doing.
No. And they just think, like, you and I both, we've talked about this. We thought when we were younger, and I used to compete professionally for Canada, I was an athlete, and you've all been an athlete your whole life, food was food. Food is food. And all I want to do is fill myself up and then we want to get running again. So food is not just food. Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. And food can be a poison to some people, right?
Absolutely.
Certain foods can be a poison. So this is what I'm learning and it is so true. You just have to get into a habit. And I think the water is a habit. The getting up in the morning and having water is a habit. And how to train effectively that you don't have. You can get a bigger bang for your buck, basically. Ooh, that was a tongue twister.
Speaking of tongue twisters, we were going through a few last night, weren't we?
Yeah, we were for Ruby's birthday party. We're going to have a birthday party for her with 12 of her little girlfriends, and we're doing tongue twisters. And I think you and I are going to have more fun doing them than they are.
Well, that was lots of fun. You know, that brings in the element of humor, too. Every time I go to the gym, I always connect with people that I enjoy having a bit of conversation with, and there's always an element of humor to it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jim, that's where we met. We met in the gym, and some of my closest friends I met in the gym. Gym is an awesome place to hang out. I mean, it can be an awesome place to hang out, but basically, you have to go in. What I see is I take a look at my body and what body parts I want to do, and I have to know before going in exactly what I'm going to do. And then I'm on a roll. And then sometimes you meet somebody there and you have a little chat, but you need to keep working through it. You need to go there and know that it's not just because you want to look good, but it's for health that you're doing this for. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of times I do not feel like going to the gym. I have to really talk myself. It's, I don't know what it is. It's the other person inside of me. I have to force myself to get up off the couch and watch TV. Not that I always do that, and make myself go to the gym. I don't want to, but I know I have to. And it's not just, like I said, because I want to look good. It's because I know I need to stay strong and well. But I'm in and I'm out. And
sounds
I'm
really
up and I'm down.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good. I mean, people have a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
Isn't that the number one
the
reason
number one. No
that people
time.
Use as yes. an excuse?
Yes. I have no time. I have no time. Or I do, I walk. Or I run. Or my job, I'm very physical at my job. I hear that all the time.
So it's not just a limitation of time. It's
no.
They think that they can replace the function of
right.
controlled exercise with walking or waitressing or building houses.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not saying that they don't work hard because they do work darn hard. But you need to work every muscle in the body. You need to work it hard.
Well, that's why athletes that compete in sport also go to the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
playing a sport mm-hmm. does not symmetrically utilize your entire muscular system with proportion, right?
What about people who have injuries? This is what they get them to do. They make them, you know, build muscle. They make them train with weights.
So another great reason to get to the gym is to treat injuries or prevent injuries.
Exactly, yeah. But we need to feed ourselves properly too. So we have to remember that food is medicine or food can be a poison. And we have to know how to eat. So it's very important that we educate ourselves, right? And that's where you come in.
Yeah, heals the body or it destroys the body
mm-hmm.
slowly over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the problem is that you can eat something toxic and it doesn't kill you and make you keel over at that moment in time.
But eventually down the road, inch by inch, cell by cell, away you go. And then wonder why. How many times have we heard people say, I have a really good diet. I eat really well. And then you take a look at them and you think, well, why do you have excess body fat? And why are you puffy? And why are you tired all the time? And why do you have this ache and pain? But you eat really well. I mean, they're almost on their hands and knees telling me, yes, I have an excellent diet. So you don't want to go, and we have a hard time with this one. I don't want to criticize people, but the point is, I say write down what you're eating. But most people don't understand that their diets are poisonous, and they're coming out of a box, and the salts and the hidden sugars that are in their diet, and the preservatives and the dyes that are in their diet are slowly eating away at them. Ah, very interesting.
So we have to make assumptions about facts. And those facts must be present in our mind. And I think that's what SNU and what it is that we and other people are doing in the field is trying to get this message out and educate people about mm-hmm. those facts.
Yes, exactly. And it's not that difficult, really. Hey, if I can learn it, anybody can learn it, simply put, right?
Technically speaking.
Exactly.
So to summarize, our expectations have to be accurate and based on science as opposed to media and propaganda and things we've heard as opposed to what's real. Our training intensity has got to be up. We've got to train with intensity, but we've got to train with precision. We've got to make sure that when we do execute each exercise, it's done with precision. Otherwise, we can get hurt
yes.
if we train hard without good technique. And the quality of the food that we eat has got to be as high as the intensity in the gym. If we don't understand that, then we're going to feel frustrated with not reaching the objectives or goals that we have in mind, like those pretty young little girls and guys on the television.
Exactly.
All right. Good word. So we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Please turn to slide 2.